I've also seen the first story.
That's
just watched
that
the
was
entire
really
show.
Rude of you. Actually, would you look at that? We are back, and today we're in the Mo Zone. We're sitting here about to film, and Mo came running down full speed with the flip flops and the slip ons, and I just heard the slapping coming down. He said, Wait. And I was like, Oh man, what's the problem? It's a big deal here. He was like, I'm on the show today. And I said, okay.
Wasn't even a question.
I said, hey, man. I said,
don't get started without me.
You didn't have to do it all dramatic like that. I mean, you could have just sent me a message from over there. Yeah. You could have let me know earlier in the day. Like, we can accommodate.
Yeah, instead of clomping away down this long hallway.
I mean, we can accommodate. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if you noticed, we got microphones.
Yeah, just a few.
And headphones. We got a spot for a guy like Mo every so often. Because the thing is, you know what comes with Mo? When you get Mo on the show, you want to know what comes along with it?
What?
I'm curious, too.
Insight. Unlimited, unbridled insight.
I can agree with that.
And so I think we're really in for a treat today. Because it's been too long since we've had any kind of insight on this show.
Yeah, we're all out.
So we got some fresh insight in the form of Mo. And we're going to kick it off today with the hottest story. No more science fiction. What in the God's name are you showing me today? This is a flying car.
Check this out. Check this out.
This is a flying car. The flying car completes first ever intercity flight. Science fiction is now a reality. Okay. Ooh. This is more of a rolling plane than a flying car.
I don't know.
Well, you just got to wait.
I think
no, because I just saw the way the cockpit was. And who's flying that?
I don't know. That's a real plane beside it.
That's a plane and that's
no,
a car.
No. I know it's a car. I know it's a car.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
In the sky. I need to see the driving part of it.
Okay.
That's right. The key factor.
What do you mean? Oh, like while he's flying?
So the wheel's still going.
That looks incredible.
Cool. No. But like where do the wings go when he's on the roadway?
All right, check this out. Check this
they
out.
They go up?
No.
Hold on.
Where did they go? They go inside, don't they?
They sure do.
Right, okay. I see what's going on now.
Look at that.
How does it actually fit in there?
They kind of slot in to the back.
They're slotting, all right. Oh, tail comes in, too. It becomes a spoiler.
A very big one.
I don't know how fast this thing's going to be.
And then it just drives off.
Yeah.
You think you can turn that propeller on in the back?
For extra speed on the roadway.
Yeah.
Look at him.
A little boost.
He's still got his headset on like he's in the air. It's cool, man. It's
Look
cool.
At that.
I like it. It's cool. It is weird we don't have it. I don't know. Every time if I bring something like this up, people are concerned at the idea of the flying car, not because it can fly, but because the expectation would be if we all are transporting ourselves that way.
Yeah.
Like it's already hard enough on the roads.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It could be dangerous, I guess. But the way this is being presented is almost like a plane that you can drive all the way to the airport.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he's not flying through the city streets.
You need a runway.
He's flying it like a regular plane. It's whatever. It's cool either way.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine?
I think it's really cool.
It is interesting. There's definitely some science behind the wheel spin there.
That we can't explain.
I'm glad you noticed that, Mo. It does look wild to see a car-like shape up there flying around. It only seems to have the single propeller is good enough.
It's more of a...
Oh, that landing's a little...
Maybe a glider.
That landing, Mo's
but
not
he
pulling,
seems pretty calm.
Mo is not pulling a landing like that.
No.
And I played the flight simulator long enough I played the flight simulator long enough, but I like it. I like this type of thing.
Yeah.
Good for them. Well done, Will.
Good job.
Good for them. Flying cars. It's sort of almost. We're almost there. And our next sponsor is Codecademy. This is for those that have been interested in becoming a programmer. That is the wave right now, Will. That's the wave of the future. You yourself. Never mind the people they don't know.
Yeah, I used to dabble in web design.
You're a dabbler.
I went to school for it. And I actually use this this website for, I guess, extra learning.
Oh, you went above and beyond.
Yeah.
You found yourself on the Codecademy getting ahead, in fact.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you're starting from scratch or looking to advance, Codecademy can help you reach your coding goals. Learning to code might be the easiest way to change your career, especially when you learn with Codecademy. Codecademy is the best way to learn code online. They not only teach you job-ready coding skills, but also help you build unique projects for your portfolio, earn certificates, and even prep for technical interviews. So there's a lot of demand for this type of work that's going on right now. And you may be looking to transition into this line of work, but you're not trying. I mean, it can be intimidating, right? To get into this world. But here's a way that you can dabble, as you said, or you can do as much or little as you want on your own schedule. You can find a way to fit it in as you develop this skill set. And it's hard to imagine a scenario in which this skill set would not be useful or beneficial to you. So here's a way that you can get involved. You can join millions of people, actually, that are learning to code with Codecademy. Millions. And see where coding can take you. Get 15% off your Codecademy Pro membership when you go to Codecademy.com and use the promo code LATER. That's promo code LATER at Codecademy.com to get 15% off Codecademy Pro. The best way to learn to code, Codecademy.com, promo code LATER. Don't forget the promo code. It gets you 15% off your Codecademy Pro membership. And of course, it helps support this show right here. Redesigned MacBook Pro is coming later this year with mini LED. MacBook Air with new display in 2022. Man, I've been hearing mini LED this and that, you know. Mini LED on the iPad. And then some people were mad about it. I can't remember. What was it? What were people mad about? Ghosting? No. Yeah. Oh,
blooming.
No.
Blooming.
Blooming. Ghosting or blooming. Which one was it? My blooming screen. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the, it's funny. It's, those words are funny. Like display specific jargon.
Yeah.
I can't use this display. It's blooming.
Yeah.
Can't use this. It's full of bloom. Anyway, we were able to sort of replicate it. I mean, we were able to replicate it.
But not like that.
Well, that's just because we didn't.
That's because we just didn't replicate it.
Well, I mean, you have need the right environment. Like, we would have to get it dark, and then exposure would have to be right. Like, there's a way you can do it. It's not ideal. Look, look, it wasn't great. It's not.
But would you want it on your MacBook? Like, the display?
I presume they can do better, right? Couldn't they have more? I don't know. I don't know, man.
Maybe they could start with the Air.
OLED is controversial as well.
Wait, why so?
There's concerns around the longevity of OLED in a laptop. Mm. On a TV, the expectation is pretty specific. Like, I'm going to watch this piece of content. It's constantly changing. And there have been techniques that companies have used in an attempt to diminish some of the concerns, like pixel shifting and things like this. But you probably notice when you're on your laptop, you have persistent images that sit there on a display. And so there's a question of long-term durability for OLED. Like, if you had a taskbar or a menu along top, or your browser's open all day, so your tabs are always there. And so if the display was to retain that image, some people call it burn-in, for example, or something. This is not desirable.
Another name for...
blooming?
Yep.
Yeah. Just, no. But anyway, I haven't experienced it yet on an OLED laptop, but I would have to use one for a little bit longer. And actually, I'm not really certain what Apple's resistance to OLED is. I was just looking at OLED laptop. It looked amazing.
Yeah, it looked really good.
4K OLED laptop next to a MacBook. And I was like,
yeah,
man, that display looks wild next to it. But obviously, Apple seems relatively invested in this mini LED tech. Mm-hmm. And it's in the iPad, and now you have the rumor for the MacBook Pro and the MacBook Air at a later date. One thing I will say is it does do a job of mimicking. I think I actually have that iPad, right? Anyway, it does a good job of mimicking the OLED experience, minus the blooming aspect, because in most circumstances, it does look more vibrant, more saturated.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The blacks do look darker. And so forth compared to the previous iPad. So it's not all bad news, even with that blooming situation.
Definitely cheaper for Apple.
A mini LED?
Mm-hmm.
Presumably. And also, I guess it would require different partnerships because there's not that many companies making OLEDs, as you know.
Yes.
New Pixel 6 leak reveals specs months ahead of launch. The Pixel 6 Pro may include a dedicated telephoto lens and the biggest battery we've seen in a Pixel yet. I miss the Pixel a little bit myself. Something about the Pixel.
Yeah. We have specs here.
Remember yesterday we
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's do this first.
They gave specs away?
Well, these are rumored.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Come on, Mo. Get with it over here. Get with the times. Everything is
so we don't really.
Everything is leaked, and then re-leaked, and then new specs are leaked,
and then we all talk about it.
Right?
Yeah, it's quite the cycle to it. But you remember we were looking at all those. You had the Chromecast hooked up, and we were looking at all those shot on Pixel
images,
photos.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what, man? I took some nice photos with those Pixels. Mm-hmm. So I kind of miss the Pixel lifestyle a little bit. Anyway, here are the rumored specs. 6.4-inch Samsung-made AMOLED display. There's that one of those companies making OLED displays that I mentioned earlier, Samsung. 8 gigs of RAM, 128 or 256 storage, 8-megapixel selfie, 50-megapixel primary camera, and a 12-megapixel ultra-wide. 4,614 milliamp-hour battery. And then the Pro model goes up to 6.71 inches with an LG-made P-OLED screen. P stands for what? Plastic? I think so. Plastic OLED doesn't sound as confidence inspiring, but presumably they're, I think I recall in the LG phones in the past, 12 gigs of RAM, 128, 256 or 512. They meant to write storage there. They wrote RAM again. Gizmodo, get on it. 12 megapixel selfie, 50 megapixel primary, 48 megapixel telephoto. So a triple camera setup on the rear and a 5,000 milliamp hour battery. Yeah, those are pretty big batteries.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. And that's what people want in this day and age. They want batteries. They want cameras. That's what people want.
What do you think the price will be?
It's a good question because they are still supposed to maintain this A series product for the budget minded.
Bigger screen for the A as well.
Yeah. So,
most of the time,
so these should have relatively premium price tags. I mean, it does depend on what chipset they go for, and they didn't list it in there, but they're probably going to be a little pricey, like north of, I don't know, 800 or something, something like that.
Seems reasonable.
We'll have to wait and see. You got to see what the chipset is first, but you know, around here, when the Pixel comes out, all of a sudden Willie Do gets excited about a Pixel, and it's also, I feel the need to reiterate here. It's also the idea of the unadulterated Android experience, the Android experience direct from Google, the most recent, current, unskinned Android experience is always a fresh kind of thing to engage with.
Yeah. Hopefully they have like one nifty feature.
You just brought nifty on the show?
Mm-hmm. They usually do. It's one of them like...
what do you mean by nifty feature?
Well, I'm always a big fan of the caller ID. Or they would, like, you know, when someone calls, it would tell you, it would be like an assistant. Mm-hmm. It would tell you what they said, and then you can just kind of have options of responding. And then the assistant would actually say it to them. So you don't even have to be on the call.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know this. Cool.
Cool feature.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, hopefully they come up with something cool.
Something nifty.
Something nifty. Yeah.
Really enjoying the that dialogue there. Good stuff.
Yeah. We just start talking for the rest of the show.
It was good. Because he's talked about that feature before in the past.
Big fan.
And I don't know. I don't remember when they announced it. It was like maybe Google I.O. or something. But often it would be with Google, it would be a software feature that debuts maybe alongside the Pixel release. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily exclusive to it, but to that version of software.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
So that's kind of like, I remember loading the Pixel camera app onto non-Google hardware and seeing massive improvements in the photo. Just because the software work that they do inside of certain applications is superior in my estimation, my experience, mm-hmm. to whatever stock app. Like I used to put the Pixel camera app onto OnePlus devices, and I'd be like, my God, this was when things were new, like portrait mode and night mode and things were new, and it was just the way that the image processing worked mm-hmm. was so far ahead. It's of course leveled out a little bit, but I'm with Will. It would be cool to see some unexpected Google feature. But he's going to try to sell the call answering thing to everybody. He loves that.
Yeah, that's great.
Like set the appointment or...
it's lovely.
Yeah. What's this one? That's a BMW by the looks of it.
Uh-huh. Futuristic scooter.
You know what's interesting? When I first look at that, I don't know if I want to call it a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Or a like a moped or a scooter or... It's definitely a motorcycle.
It looks more like a motorcycle to me.
To me.
Oh, actually, when you're not on it.
Now you're...
Now it looks more like a...
It's more moped. It's called the BMW CE04. Mm-hmm. Powerful and energetic. It looks futuristic. It must be electric, I'm guessing.
Yes.
So it's electric, which is fantastic. Oh, yeah, he unplugs it. Look at him go. Future man. He might even fit into one of those animes you guys were talking about.
Yes. It looks very cyberpunk.
There was such a huge anime conversation before we started shooting today. Before,
no, this could be me. I like this.
That could be you?
This could be me, yeah.
What are you talking about? You can't have that on your commute.
No, I mean, okay, not from where I live, but if I had to get a motorcycle or a moped, if I was in the market for it, this is intriguing to me.
Stop it.
Yeah, this looks really cool.
That's you, Mo?
This is me, man.
This is who you were meant to be? The BMW CE4 guy? Is that you in the commercial?
Yeah. I actually shot it.
No, can you guys guess the price?
I like it too.
Oh, it might not be me all of a sudden.
He bails. I like it. I think it looks really cool. Obviously, it's exciting. Everything's getting electrified. And of course, these type of vehicles got to get electrified too. It can't just be these cars and stuff. Everyone's got to get in on the fun. You know what it looks like to me?
It might be great for like Uber drivers. In the city?
Uber food, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not called Uber Food.
Uber Eats.
And our sponsor is DoorDash, which is my delivery service of choice.
Oh, okay.
So don't even try that.
How rude of me.
So let's see. 81 miles of range. Top speed is 75 miles per hour.
It's okay for that.
It'll be available in 2022 for $16,000.
Mo, is it still
is
you?
Is that worth it?
Is it still you?
What do you think?
What'd you say the top speed was?
75 miles per hour.
I have no idea what that translates to. What does that translate to?
I don't know. It's like over 100 kilometers.
Oh, so actually very usable.
Is it still you, Mo?
This still might be me.
It's still Mo, ladies and gentlemen. It's a new segment on the show. Mo, is it still you? I think it's cool. I'm curious about the plug-in. Is it the same as the electric cars? Is it a separate type of plug-in? Obviously, the battery's much smaller. Do you just plug it into a regular household outlet? And is that good enough overnight? Maybe. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Here we go. It can quick charge after being completely drained in 1 hour and 40 minutes with a level 3 power connection. Even without the fancy charging setup, it can juice up in 4 hours and 20 minutes with a household socket. So that's the benefit over an electric car is, you know, people in the urban environments, they may not have constant access to the bigger charger or the parking spot even.
Right, yeah.
And now you can come off the household outlet and charge it up every night, basically, to full and get your range back. I mean, it looks cool. You know what I just realized? I just realized when you show me this image again, it looks like a Sea-Doo with tires.
Because it's long?
Yeah, the way that seat layout is. And because I was riding a Sea-Doo the other day.
That's probably the reason.
Yeah. And so I just got Sea-Doos on my mind.
There you go.
Ooh, let's talk about Ram trucks. Teasing a futuristic electric pickup truck coming in 2024. That's right. Ram didn't say anything about electric yet.
Yeah.
Everybody else, electric chatter.
Seems like they have like an array of vehicles.
Oh, wow.
Is it that guy right there? He brought an array?
He sure did.
That looks like a
Could that be you, Mo? Is that you?
No. Not me.
Yeah, so I guess they had an EV day. I didn't see any of this, but you got to have a play. If you're Ram, you got to have a play, right? You can't be sitting there. Look at this guy. He's so serious. He's coming. He's firing hot. He's like, we're Ram? And no, we weren't sleeping. We've been doing stuff.
Yeah, that's a lot.
We've been doing electric stuff. You think we're going to let Ford do that on her own without us? We're Ram.
What do you think of this profile? Oh.
Redefining the full-size BEV by 2024. Charting our own course. Ooh, more futuristic, maybe? You know, those lines are probably exaggerated.
Yes.
But there are some. There were some crazy EV trucks. If you look at the line on that Hummer EV, it's pretty weird. Tell you what.
I like a truck that looks mean, though.
I saw Supercar Blondie got to look at the Hummer EV.
Yeah, she did.
And I'm sitting there thinking, man, let's roll one in the studio if they're rolling that around.
Yeah, I don't think they are, though.
I'm thinking to myself, man, where's Willie do on that?
But that truck isn't coming out for like another 5 years or something?
No, stop it. It's not 5 years. They're calling it the model year 2022. So it's got to be out like in a year.
I guess you're right.
I don't know what you think about it. I don't know where you're at, Mo. Is that you or not you?
The Hummer or the Ram?
All of the above. What are you going for? What's your EV truck of choice out of what you've seen out there in the market?
The Ford Lightning. That thing's amazing.
I think you're biased because you had your hands on it. Yeah.
I am, but oh my God, that truck was so much fun.
Yeah, it was cool.
Well,
it was cool and like seemingly attainable, like reasonable, the price as well.
I don't like super flashy stuff either. So it just,
you're not trying to get everybody's attention out there.
No,
it's more low key.
Yeah,
as far as you're concerned. Your dog has a different opinion on that, though. He's like, no, everybody's going to know I'm here. He's like, hello, everyone. You, like, yeah, that's right. Face, that's yeah. Right. I'm here.
Just no respect.
So what can we say? Okay, yeah, they had to do electric. This is their tease. It's very vague for the time being. But the fact that he had so many vehicles with the covering over top seems to indicate that it's...
One of them looked like a van, too. Like a Sprinter van.
Oh, they're going to do an EV.
Look at that one on the second to the left.
You're right.
Delivery truck?
Well, no, they have the Promaster, the Ram Promaster.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people mod that one, so that could be that. A couple passenger vehicles. Obviously, the truck over there. That's a car on the far left by the looks of it.
The right one looks like a sports, like a Ranger-esque.
However, Hyundai with the car truck... got some positive feedback with the car truck.
I haven't seen this.
So maybe could Ram do a car truck of their own? Instead of going with a small truck, do a car truck?
What's it called again?
Not the Ioniq. It's called the
car truck.
Santa. It's like a Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz, I think.
Oh, the
Santa,
the shark looking one.
Santa Cruz. Is this you, Mo?
Okay. I like a truck that looks a little mean.
It's not Mo. So it has to be not too flashy, but a little mean.
But a little mean.
I like that. Yeah, well, some people really like this thing because they can park it.
Right,
it rides more like a car, but you get the utility of having a bed on it.
Mm-hmm. You could take this into the city, no problem.
Exactly, if you got a tight parking spot. Or also in the city, never mind in the city, with the height matters too. It's like in my Raptor, it's lifted a little bit. We've got the bigger tires on it. And sometimes I'm not looking at the height thing, and then I'm about to, and I'm like, oh my god, I can't even get in that parking garage, and I'm turning around. And it's a nightmare. So I don't recommend a full size truck in a city. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. No, I mean, I have buddies who have trucks, and they hate it when they have jobs in the city.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my god, now I got to figure this out.
Got to figure out a place to put this thing. Yeah. So there's a crowd.
So it's coming out in 2024. Is that too late?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, when's the Lightning going to be available? Next year?
Yeah.
22.
Yeah, yeah. Same. So a lot of it is reaching the 2022 model year. I will say this. Ram has done well in the gas truck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've been going at it. Big displays and winning truck of the year. And they got the TRX that just came out. And so they can sell these for a little while.
Ooh, that looks nice, the white one.
They can sell these for a while, you know? But, Will, did they say anything else about specifics of what that lineup is made up of as you scroll through? Let's see. CEO talked in ambiguities, noting that the Ram trucks would surpass counterparts like the Ford F-150 Lightning or Tesla's Cybertruck, Rivian R1T, etc. But the roadmap seems uncertain. Well, what does that chart say that they have there? Improve the customer's capability, charge station. Yeah, this is all pretty typical stuff here.
Doesn't really
say that one, because they enhanced it. You can see the shape. It very Hummer, like the Hummer, sort of. I would say
it looks cool, but definitely exaggerated, right?
It's definitely exaggerated.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see.
Sure.
2024 is not ideal, but
they're coming out with like 5 vehicles.
So better than nothing.
Maybe that's there.
You gotta do something. I like that TRX. I don't know what to tell you guys. There's now a tiny washing machine to clean your grease-smeared glasses, too. If you think an automatic glasses cleaner is superfluous, you probably don't wear glasses. Oh, so Willie, dude, this is for you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm a big fan of this.
You know what, actually? Dirty glasses is the worst. Yeah. Sometimes you could just clean some glasses and be like, whoa, that's what things look like.
Mm-hmm.
Just the simplest little... Oh my goodness, they raised some cash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Quarter milli.
Seems to be a problem for real.
Canadian, I guess.
But. That's not nothing.
I mean, good for them.
Well, they set a really low goal of only $1,200, knowing that they would surpass it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think $250,000 is better than I would have expected. There's a lot of people who want this.
Yeah, it's pretty useful.
So it has microfiber cloths on these like spinning things, and it basically looks like a glasses container. It's USB-C powered. You pop your glasses in, close it up, and it's going to spin these little things around. You pull it out. It's spotless, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it sometimes when you have a, you know.
These are always fun.
A simple solution to a problem that you're like, oh yeah, somebody should have done that.
Uh-huh.
Look how happy she is. All her glasses are clean. And she's dancing in front of the mirror.
She's having fun.
It's all you need.
It's called a Lens HD.
Hands-free lens cleaning station made simple.
You want to guess how much it is?
Yeah, that's fun. Let's do that. I'm going to say...
That's fun.
I'm going to say for the early bird, so like the cheapest price they offered, I'm going to say... I'm going to be a snake. Mo, that wasn't good enough.
No, to it got to me because I got it.
It's like, what's he? The hell is he doing? I'm going to say, I want it $79.
Okay. Mo?
Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah, I was going to say 60 because I thought that's what he was going to say. And then he said,
I was thinking about
a snake.
I upgraded from snake.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here.
Oh, you don't know?
I actually do know.
Oh,
I'm just trying to navigate the
79.
Whoa.
Yeah, so lose right.
I've looked at a few products in my life. It's just, yes. They speak to me. I can feel their price. It will go up, obviously, after the early bird. So, sure.
Right. What's their max?
Max price. No.
What's the most they offer?
I guess it would
this
be
is
the
all
number
packs.
Of
right.
packs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you get something like this?
I would. I think it's cool. I hope it works as well as it says. Because I'm looking at the microfiber shape, and I'm curious if it really gets in there. I notice the design of her glasses is circular.
Yeah.
You see, obviously, yours, Will, are more rectangular. And so you wonder, since the brush... Now, I'm sure they thought of this, but I'd be curious.
Or maybe different attachments?
Maybe.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
But I guess it you get the pressure onto it when you close it, the
sure.
contraption shut, so...
You open it up, it breaks. It's all in pieces. Your glasses.
It's like, I don't know. It's kind of cool. It's a cool little gadget, man. I still have a thing. I have a soft spot for the cool little gadget.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, it's quirky.
Like the one I still want to check out, which is the one that cleans your earbuds that you had. We actually, it arrived
over
here.
Yeah,
we have it. And we're gonna check it out. I promise. If Mo doesn't keep sidetracking everything.
Cool. All right. Last one.
Last one. Tenfold Engineering's unfolding building prototype. Ah, so this is like a house in a box type of situation, except motorized?
Yes.
Oh, this is sick. I want this. This is sick.
So this is, I think, meant for just conferences. Like you could just move it around and then you can build like a little living space.
Tenfold. Well, yeah. You mean like at a convention center or something?
Yeah. Something like that.
This is a building that builds itself. Labor and machinery are not required. This is a big space in a small box.
Oh my God! All the furniture and everything's in there too. That's very cool. Spaces and contents in the way you choose. Now this is just a concept.
This is amazing.
It's just a concept.
Shops. Oh, they made one though.
Restaurants, workshops. Clinics and schools and everything else that needs to get there easily.
I really want one of these for over there.
That
I can just roll, like make a room and then put it away.
A dynamic property asset that you can move again and again.
They call it
it's
a property
strong,
asset.
Adaptable, comfortable, and future proof.
This is with tougher to guess
oh
the,
my
it's
yeah,
tougher
oh
to
my
guess
God,
the
yeah,
price
yeah.
on that.
It's good luck.
It's never redundant. It's going to cost just a few dollars. But you know,
that's incredible.
It reminds me of the Elon Musk house. That's a more faster,
increase opportunity, change lives.
Is that, it the size of a shipping lives. Container?
Go where others cannot go, and do
look like
what
it.
Others cannot do.
Yeah. So like in the case with this one, you know, it definitely if it's motorized and has all that stuff in it, it's gonna be cost prohibitive. But like the $50,000 house that Elon is living in, that they assemble on site, like that seems. It's like a feasible version of this at a much lower cost.
Right, yeah.
But I'm sitting there thinking, man, you could just like, if you had a huge space like ours, you could just pop that thing up, have like a instant music studio or instant conference room or something along these. I like modular things. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like we all agree we all want this one.
Yeah.
But it'll just cost us $1 million.
Yeah.
I want this in my house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. In your house.
Yes.
Or as your house.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my house and my house.
Yeah.
All right. Great show. Time to go watch heavy metal. Which does it count as anime or not? What are the rules?
I'm just excited to see Black Sabbath. I didn't know Black Sabbath plays the music.
Like,
in that
what house. Are the anime rules? Does anybody know?
Next episode, we'll find out.
On the previous episode.